Hello, everybody, and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And hello, Shalia.
Hi, Chirag. How are you?
I'm good. I have an update on my car.
Oh, yes. What happened to the story? That was really loud. Yes. Oh, yes. What happened with your car?
Oh, no. It's so basically the guys from Honda basically swapped out the car I was driving, which was a 1.5 liter Honda Accord.
Oh, was it only 1.5?
Yeah.
It was all right, though.
Yeah.
When I was in it with you.
Yeah, so you've sat in that. And then it's now swapped out for a 2 liter.
Ooh. Yeah.
But it's also 2 liter, and also it's like the top of the line model, so it's got a lot of other little
fancy. Like, yeah. Doesn't it have the dashboard on the windscreen thing? You can see things on the windscreen.
Yeah, so that was like a little throw me off thing, because it's got a heads up display basically, so it's very like Jarvis like. But basically, like right at the bottom of the windscreen, you know, about the bonnet or whatever, it has a display which shows you like the speed, other things that you want to see, navigation, directions, a couple other things, and then of course when you activate things like cruise control or whatever, also it lights up there. It's very convenient. I'm getting very used to it. I really do not want to return this car now, and I'm really disappointed that like when I drive my regular car, I'll have to be looking down and to the side to look at these things.
Yeah.
So not very thrilled about this thing.
I know. This is a problem with getting new cars.
But it is a lovely car. So that feature is like, it sounds like, like I said, it completely threw me off, and I was like, what is this? Why am I looking at what is this thing? And now I'm very used to just seeing the speed there and kind of have, and you know, stay on top of like what I need to stay on top of. So, and then of course this car is like decked out with a lot of sensors all over. So it's all lane,
you know,
hand,
how I feel about
everything.
Sensors. I love my sensors in my car. Yeah. I love my camera in the back that tells me that I like, you know, when I'm reversing and parking.
True. Yeah. That's always super convenient. Right. But then this thing is also like, it's also lane detection, but this is kind of like everything, including like when I'm kind of hovering on the lane, it's kind of, and that shows up in the heads up display. It's like, hey, you're kind of tapering off, like get back in here. It's also like a very interesting color.
What color did you get?
Well, they're calling it Sonic Pearl Gray.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's definitely, it's not a gray, it's almost like a bluish gray kind of color.
Ooh, so it is like Sonic.
Yeah, it's like Sonic gray. And it looks really, like it's nice, it's just because it's different, right? And obviously that means it stands out, like wherever it is, it looks different.
At least you can find the car, like.
Very easily. Like it's not
like mine. Mine's white and everybody else has got a white one.
Exactly. So that's what it is.
Marvelous.
So that's what's been going on, yeah.
Nice. So we're going to talk about my podcast today. Oh,
I mean, we can keep talking about cars. If you
we
like,
can talk about cars. Yeah, you know, I love talking about cars. I had a testimonial for the podcast.
You did?
Yeah.
From the Netherlands.
Yes, from Lillian. So thank you, Lillian, for listening. So she said, I just want to say thank you for your podcast from the Netherlands. I started at number one and now at number 80, binge listening and applying your tips. So thank you again and look forward to the next podcast.
And you know, yeah, well, thank you, Lillian, very much. Not only for listening, but also then for writing to us and telling us that.
Yeah, exactly. And binge listening. Like, that's awesome. Like, you weren't tired of listening to our voices. That's always that's a huge compliment.
Yeah, it's also nice because you remember when we started the show, our entire thing was we wanted to do like short, you know, single tips or whatever. Yeah. And of course, we've extended that a little bit. So now we talk about rooms sometimes and we kind of get into a little bit longer. But it's interesting because one of the reasons we did that also, you know, outside of just focus and being like, you know, let's just keep it simple, digestible stuff, was also so that it would be easy to binge, right? It was kind of like, okay, so we can listen to multiple episodes without it getting tiring, because even if you listen to three, you're still only doing 30 minutes.
Yeah, give or take. Exactly. Yeah.
So yeah, but it's nice that like, you know, sometimes you have this idea, you think like, this is how it'll work. It's very different when it actually is out there.
Yeah,
and people
listen.
So it's very nice to hear from people that like, no, I actually binge listened to this back to back and I got a bunch of ideas and I'm applying them. And so I think that part is nice. We did the Lego episode last week.
Yes.
And I had at least three people message me about that in
different ways
to be like, oh my God, you guys did a Lego episode. Like I've been dealing with that. Or like, you know, because obviously summer's approaching.
Yeah. They're
anyway,
going to be doing that.
A lot of kids are home anyway with a lot of kids are being homeschooled at the moment anyway. So these are all like actual challenges that people are dealing with. And so it was just interesting to be like, oh my God, like I was just cleaning my Lego this week. It's great. I'm going to get in and listen to the tip. So it was kind of like one of those things, right? Like, so it's always nice to kind of hear that. And kind of realize that like, oh yeah, okay. Hey, we had this idea on certain things and we think it would work.
But it does.
But then, you know, when it does and or when we get feedback is very
nice. Then also, you know, if you are listening and if there are things that you are dealing with right now and you need help with decluttering and organizing, let us know. Just send us a comment, send us a note, DM, you know, whatever way. There's so many ways to communicate with us.
Yeah, and if you haven't figured out by, you know, episode 163 that Shalina likes to talk about decluttering, then like, you know, clearly we're not doing our job right. So yeah, you know, she loves talking about decluttering. throw her a challenge. She would absolutely take it on.
Yeah, exactly. So today we're going to talk, talking of challenge, there's a hanger challenge right now everywhere on social media, showing how to hang long dresses using two hangers. So I've done a video, like we've done the video, right? Yeah. So we're going to show it this week. So people are using two hangers, which I think actually is a waste of hangers. So I'm showing you two ways to do it. Yeah. So let's see what people vote for that version that's out there, or the version I show for hanging long dresses. But I thought, let's talk about hangers, because we haven't specifically talked about the different types of hangers and what's good, what's bad, and what's just plain annoying. And it is a big thing because I deal with closets so often. Yeah. And the right hanger can help a lot in the closet with regards to space, with regards to your clothes staying on the hanger and not falling on the floor, which is the most annoying thing ever. And then you discover that you've got your clothes because you haven't been able to see them because they've been on the floor of the wardrobe.
And then worse, of course, and this was something we've addressed a couple of times, is like hangers that damage your clothes, which can just make the whole problem that much worse, right?
And people use the wrong hangers for the wrong, for different clothes. And it's a whole minefield. So I thought, let's talk about hangers. So the one that is the worst and should never be used, unless you really are lazy and cannot be bothered to change the hangers, is the wire hangers. So they're the ones that you get from the dry cleaners, from your laundry. I don't know why they still keep on using them, but can it be that cheap to use?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's primarily it. It's a case of being super cheap.
It's cheaper than plastic, making plastic ones?
Well, I don't know about that, actually, to be fair. But I do think that because if you see the wire hangers, because I think they can just churn out them in just like huge quantities as well. So, and I think, and also the other thing with the wire hangers is that laterally, they take less space. Right. So for dry cleaners, I think that's a big thing, right? Because they're just stacking things like one after the other. And so volume is also, I think, part of the reason why they prefer the wire ones, because they're very, I mean, volume wise, they take up very little space, right? Compared to any other hanger, literally. So I think that's another reason why.
They're terrible. They damage clothes. The clothes don't stay up. I mean, laundry people have to use these pins to hold clothes up if they keep on falling. It's just damaging. And you'll see the damage if you've kept those clothes on the wire hangers for too long in the closet, especially for wool items or, you know, if you buy anything from Missoni. I've seen, you know, Missoni clothes damaged because that's all knitted wool. So if you have wire hangers, get rid of them. Unless you really are that lazy and cannot be bothered to spend 2 minutes to change to different hangers when the laundry comes in, it happens with some people. They just not lazy or time constrained, let's say, to do this, you know, spend the 2 minutes to change the hangers. So if you are like that, fine, keep the wire hangers, but get rid of the wire hangers that it's, you know, the empty ones, and give them back to the laundry people. Don't keep all these excess hangers in your wardrobe because they take up
that's
so much.
That's the worst part about these, because they come in, like, you know, the number of wire hangers you get in because of the laundry is much higher than the ones you get out, and so like suddenly you're just sitting there in the closet full of these hangers I think that's also the other thing, right? Like, it's because they just churn them out so much. When I say churn them out, I mean they drop off so many when they come from the laundry that they're just sitting there in the closet until what I've done is I actually start taking them out of the closet, so I leave them like near the door.
Yep.
So that when the next batch is, I'm like, here, you take these hangers back.
Exactly.
Because when I used to leave in the closet, what would happen is, and then suddenly I need something to hang, and I'm like, well, there's like five of these, I'm just gonna hang them here. Yeah. And then you just like, it's so easy to like to kind of jump into that.
Yeah, exactly. So take them all out. So do that. You know, if you've got all the wire hangers and you've got other hangers, which we're going to talk about, then take all the wire hangers out, put them in a box or a bag, and give it to your laundry people. And then if you just have ones, you know, you take the clothes out and just don't even take the hanger out and put it to one side. Do that. Take it out. Don't let it just languish in the middle of your wardrobe in the midst of all your other clothes, because there's all these random like single hangers then lying around. You know what I mean? Take them out. Remove them. Give them to the laundry people today. You can just call them up and just say, hi, I've got pickup. And then don't give them anything for pickup. Just give them all the hangers. They'll not be happy.
That's mean.
I know, but you know what? It has to get, you need to declutter it. Get it out of, you know, it's the 90-10 syndrome, right?
Yeah, you do have to.
So we need to get that 10% of wire hangers out of your life. So let's talk about hangers that you should use. So first of all, let's talk about my favorite, which is the velvet hangers, which everybody knows. And I also sell it on the Declutter Me shop for adults and for babies. They are the best hangers.
Sizes.
Yeah, they're because the baby ones, it's smaller, right?
No, I get it. But yeah, I'm like, the fact that you have the velvet hangers in both sizes is what I mean.
Yeah,
it's cool.
I'm sorted like that. I have, you know, I accommodate for different people. Is that
moving
the right
way? Moving right along.
Move on. Anyway, so the velvet hangers are brilliant.
Yeah.
They keep the clothes up. They have the nooks to hold the straps on. It's thin. It's light. It doesn't take up space. So they are the most ideal. People do say, oh, you know, the bits from the black from the hangers comes out. And it might do for a little bit, you know, especially if you're using like 200, 300 hangers all in one go. Of course, you're going to see a bit of the velvet off. But it won't go onto all your clothes after a while. Like, I've been using these hangers for years and I've never had velvet on my clothes, you know, even on the white clothes. Might be once or twice, but not, it's not a huge thing. But they are great. So I use them for tops, for dresses, abayas, jellabias, trousers. You can use them for as well, and jeans, you know. So anything that's not too heavy, that's light, that just needs to be hung properly, and they will stay hung on, and they won't be damaged as well on the shoulder pad area. They're great. And also because they've got that bit where you can put, you know, you can fold things and put folded things onto those hangers as well. So they're perfect for that. I've said about trousers, you can use the velvet hangers for that, but also you can use trouser or skirt hangers, you know, with the two clips. But if you haven't got a lot of long hanging space, it's better just to fold the trousers and put them in these velvet hangers. But if you've got a lot of long hanging space, you can use the clippy hangers, you know, the skirt hangers,
yeah,
or trouser hangers.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, but we used to use them. So they used to be the ones that you would hang, like for us, when at least where you had suits, that's how we would hang them, right? The coat would go outside and the pants would hang inside on the clips.
Yeah. So that's different. That's a suit hanger.
Yeah.
So that's a different one. But this one is just individual with the clip bits.
Right, right.
So you can use them for skirts and trousers. So that's great. And it will make sure it won't damage the clothes as well. And you can use them for, like, you know, when you've got corset dresses with no straps, they're good to use those hangers as well. So as you mentioned it, let's talk about the suit hangers. So the suit hangers are the ones which are thicker and to hold the suits and to help with the shoulder pads and to make sure that it's not damaged on the frame of the jacket. And you can hang your trousers on them as well. You see them often in hotels as well, but in the hotels, they're really thick and heavy wooden ones. Try and get a bit lighter because you... Once again, you don't want your rod in your wardrobe to be too heavy. And that's what happens when you use these kind of hangers. And, you know, when you use those wooden coat hangers, people use those for tops and dresses and trousers and everything. Those wooden coat hangers take up so much room and they're so heavy. And I have seen rods collapsing and dipping because of the weight of these coat hangers. So those coat hangers should only be used for coats and for jackets and not for all the other things, you know, like the dresses and the tops and stuff. They might look nice, you know, if you get all white ones and they're all wooden and you're like, oh, it looks like it's in a hotel, but it's not. It's taking up valuable real estate in your wardrobe and it's just very heavy. And they're expensive as well to buy. So remember, like, you know, suit hangers, coat hangers, use them for their intended purpose. Don't use them for other things. So those are the main hangers to use. Sometimes there's ones where you can put multiple trousers on one hanger, or
I've seen those. Yeah,
and and there's ones where you can hook them and put like multiple tops. Yeah, that's great if you've got a tiny, equal little closet wardrobe thing and you really have no space whatsoever. But if possible, make it like, you know, you put one piece of clothing on one hanger because then it's easier to access it and find it in 5 seconds. With those multiple trouser hangers, say, it's harder to find the trousers, to take it out and to put it back on. It takes more than 5 seconds. So, you know, it's always, you have to think about, is this going to make your life easier? Are you going to be able to deal with it in less than 5 seconds? Of course, it does depend on how much space you have as well. So that's my top tips for dealing with hangers. Anything that can be folded, if you've got more folding space, then fold the clothes, like, you know, t-shirts, pajamas, woolly clothes obviously have to be folded and put in, you know, put them into a box or vacuum bag if you're not wearing them often, like, you know, for us. But if you've got a lot of hanging space, hang as much as possible so it's easier to access it and get it in 5 seconds. So for me, my ethos is if you can hang it, hang it if you've got the space, because you want to be able to access it in less than five seconds, right? If you haven't got that hanging space, fold it. But then there's certain ways to fold it, which we've shown in videos we've talked about as well. But it does come down to preference. And different people have different preferences. Organizers have different preferences as well. You know, I am of the non-Marie Kondo folding into thirds preference. That's not my preference at all. But then, of course, there are those ones that will do it like that. So, you know, it is what you prefer. And absolutely, it's a personal thing. Yeah. So I always ask my clients when I'm with them, what do you want to do? What's your ideal situation? And then they'll tell me. And then, you know, I'll explain my benefit, you know, why I think it's better to hang. And they might say, well, actually, no, I just prefer it folded. So, so see what you prefer. But if you are hanging, make sure you use the right hangers.
Excellent. So if you want to talk about hangers and, of course, all things decluttering, contact Shalina at DeclutterMe. So that's at DeclutterMe on social media and at DeclutterMe.com. You can find all of these episodes, all of the tips. If you'd like to engage in binge listening to the show by visiting DeclutterMe.com/podcast or finding DeclutterMe in your podcast apps. And we'll see you again next week.
Bye. Bye.